Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Anthony in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Ferro, can I get an ice cold beer?
Can we get him a cold, freshy shakeout? Ooh. There you go.
Hey, man, I laid 200 on Clemson to cover that 32.5 last week. Paid off big time, so I went ahead and turned 100 for Wake Forest this week. You're giving up 34. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I don't actually think that Clemson will cover the number this week. I think Wake will give them a game. I don't think they're going to beat them by 40. Wake Forest scores too much, and they are a good football team. They've had a great season, and you cannot tell me that they're getting blown out by anybody. They're good. So their coach is being sought after, and he's a hot commodity. I think they have a shot to be in the game. I actually think it's going to be a great game. It's not going to be a 32-point blowout. I'm not buying Clemson this week. Clemson wins barely.
Think so? Well, you know, I thought the same thing until I read that Wake had lost their top two receivers. Both of them were out for the season.
I mean, obviously that hurts them. So somebody else has to step up and make plays. So we'll see if that kills them. Or, you know, every time a guy gets injured, everybody runs from a bet. And they just complete, like the Lions. I get it. That, you know, Stafford's not playing the day of, an hour before the game, you run from the bet. I get that. But, you know, I got to tell you, in college football, these teams are loaded with kids that they recruit and that they give scholarships to. They can all play. I think, you know, next man up, let's go. I'm not buying that, you know, a receiver goes down and the whole team's crippled because of it. I don't believe that. I think Clemson's way better than Wake. There's no doubt that they're better. But I think that, you know, frankly, that they won't take them seriously and that they'll go in there and handle their business and win the game. But I don't think they win big.
Yeah, I am. I think that Dabo sounded the alarm last week, and it started with NC State. He looked at everybody in the locker room, and he said, "All right, guys, they don't think we're any good. Let's get going here. Pounded NC State. I think I will lay the 32 this week against Wake Forest. I think they will pound them, too, and they will run roughshod through the rest of this week ACC all the way to the college football playoff."
Look, the thing is that NC State sucks.
I know.
And Wake Forest doesn't.
Well, I still think Clemson's a lot better than them. And they are now going to start playing, and they are going to pound them on Saturday. That's just where I'm at. I don't mind laying it.
So, they're 7-2. They're not the worst team in the world, and they score. They've scored 321 points. They're not Clemson, I'll give you that. But they are, all things being equal, they've done a really nice job. They're sitting in second in that Atlantic, and they have been, you know, in my view, really, besides maybe Virginia, I'll give you Virginia a little bit. I'm not giving you Pitt or Miami. I like the fact that Miami's turned it around and they're, you know, they've won six games. I like that. Virginia Tech has two. Virginia's won seven. I think Clemson, Wake, and Virginia are really the only, you know, good teams in the whole conference. And I think decent teams would be Va-Tech, Pitt, and Miami. That's just decent. Everybody else to me is fair to middling, average at best.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.